85% of clients now expect their law firm to tell them when AI was used on their case. That's from the Wolters Kluwer 2026 Future Ready Lawyer Survey. Nearly half called that disclosure, quote, extremely important. And yet, only a fraction of firms have a public position on AI at all. I'm Nick Gaske from Podbros Media here in Scottsdale, and today on the Podbros Playbook, I want to talk about a quiet trust problem that's reshaping how clients hire lawyers in 2026. Here's what's changed. AI is no longer a futuristic add-on in the legal profession. ABA Formal Opinion 512 was issued in 2024. By early 2026, at least 25 federal district courts have standing orders or local rules that require attorneys to certify whether AI was used in preparing filings. In February of this year, Heppner v. Lakeshore Medical Group forced courts to grapple with whether AI-generated drafts even qualify as attorney work product. And we just watched a federal court in Alabama disqualify an entire law firm in Johnson v. Dunn, refer the attorneys to state bar associations in every jurisdiction they were licensed in, and require them to file the sanctions order in every pending case where they were counsel of record. That story made headlines, and here's the part lawyers underestimate. Clients read those headlines too. So when a prospective client sits down with their family at the kitchen table to decide which estate attorney to hire or which litigator to bring into a contract dispute, they're walking in with a question they didn't have 2 years ago. The question is, what's your firm's position on AI? Are you using it on my case? Who reviews the output? How do you protect my privacy? How do I know I'm getting your judgment and not a tool's first draft? And here's the awkward truth. Most lawyers cannot answer that question in a way the client trusts. Not because they don't have a real answer. They do. They've thought hard about competence, supervision, confidentiality, and billing. But the answer lives inside their head, or buried in a 30-page firm policy nobody outside the partnership has ever seen. According to Wolters Kluwer's 2026 data, 79% of legal professionals are using AI tools in some form, but 44% of law firms still have no formal AI governance policy. That gap is where client trust leaks out. Because when you don't tell clients your position, they assume the worst, or they assume the cheapest, or they assume you haven't thought about it at all. And the cost is real. The 2026 Legal AI Trust Index found that firms with a public, articulated AI position were significantly more likely to retain high-value matters and win referral business from in-house counsel. Sophisticated buyers are vetting firms on this. They want a defensible answer before they sign the engagement letter.
So how do you solve this? You could publish a one-pager on your firm website. You could send a memo to existing clients. You could mention it in a CLE. Those help, but they don't actually move client trust the way the moment requires. The firms that are winning right now are the ones that have put the partner, the actual managing partner or practice group lead, on camera or on a microphone, explaining their AI position in plain English. Not corporate language, not a marketing bro pitch, just a real conversation. Here's what we use AI for. Here's what we never use AI for. Here's how we protect your information. Here's how we supervise the output. Here's why our billing reflects that. When a client searches for your name, your firm, your practice area, that video or that podcast episode is sitting there waiting for them. It pre-answers the AI question before they even ask it. It shows judgment, it shows transparency, and it shows that your firm has thought through the thing they're worried about. That's the gap branded media closes. Not generic legal marketing. Not another 500-word blog post written by, ironically, an AI tool. A real human conversation, recorded once, distributed everywhere a client might find you. At Podbros Media here in Scottsdale, this is what we build with law firms. We sit down with you in our studio at 7575 East Osborne Road. We record the conversation you'd have with a smart referral source over coffee, and we turn it into a podcast, a video library, and the social content that actually shows up when clients are vetting you. Most firms record their first season in about 3 hours. We handle the production, the publishing, the distribution. You show up and talk like a human being. And the AI conversation is the easiest possible starting topic because you've already been thinking about it. Your partners have been thinking about it. Your associates have opinions. The script is already written. You just haven't recorded it yet. If you're a managing partner, a marketing director, or a solo attorney who's been asked the AI question more than once this quarter, head to podbrosmedia.com/free-session. Book a 15-minute call. We'll walk you through what an authority podcast looks like for your firm and how it pre-answers the client trust questions that are quietly costing you matters right now. The firms that articulate their AI position publicly are going to win the next decade of legal work. The firms that stay quiet are going to keep losing pitches they should have won, and they won't know why. I'm Nick Gaske. Thanks for listening to the Pod Bros Playbook.